and testing out this new recorder and the new mic.
Nothing special
for
this Thursday. What are you
going to
sing now, Bertie?
I should do it.
the ghost dance song.
Huh?
The ghost dance song.
Oh. I had it so long in my... Oh, yeah.
She wants to sing?
Yeah, yeah, right. I'll be back on my boat.
Okay. All right.
You sing.
Bye.
Why did she go? Why did she run away?
Well, I don't know, something wrong with them. They got mad at each other, me. That lady and that man, they got mad at each other. They had one boy, me.
So he took his boy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Last time they go, that lady trying to chase them, me.
That's about the three stars now in the sky. You see the three stars and one star trailing way behind.
Is that the, I wonder if that's the constellation of Orion. Does it go like this?
Yeah.
Yes, and then like down over here would be another one.
Yeah, one star trailing behind that.
Right up close to the Milky Way, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You see it.
Papa, you got so no one have with Baba Chill, no, coming at one away when you have your talk way.
That's over here. Kin at
one away when you own a coin, so how did that on a coin punning when you own a me, when I have no
talk
kind of me.
I walk back and my one if I know what
the
sick
way
to.
Yes, it will be my master. Don't go by that water close to it.
Okay. I thought she was still
there. No, she was. Here, now I had.
See, that's
what
she missed it.
I think that hall, me, when you come to me,
where the deers go. And
that's Star Creek Cave.
Yeah, that one. That's what I think.
That's different cave from this other one over here.
No, that's a different cave. That's the deer cave.
I know so, but how have not? Kwa noko sotoka haupunneu ja suu haurin nää miu ja suupun nimi.
It's just the height of the same as the deer jump, they say.
Opi kui nanata kun eikä amiu ja opi po. Pojan nukkuan maripunni ku miu ja pojan nukkuan. Nä kaikki haus opi oittu uusupunni suu haurin nää. Jos kopojan kun mamani me ami on ohu tu ona rakku nai ga no bi urso mo es obi pit pitu ga tia so mo kwe me bi urso hauri na kono su ko ite u es u bunne me o ya ta ro mo tre cha po mo kun su panne
Sing anything. Sing something.
Anything. He must go sing anything. Go.
That's the one she starts to sing. She says, have her sing that. That's the first song she likes to have her sing. I don't know. Some of these songs she picked up at a gathering someplace, you know,
hanging out.
Okay. This is
yeah. Manetiga onan narikua.
Hand game?
La man song. You know, Manayaki on a neo, no one on no, even neo, you to quit over the monana. We almost go who we are so.
Rabbit George.
How much are you? Yeah. I have no cold predictable. Either be so predictable or not. I'm not sure to be a missing one.
Her aunt, Nellie Donnelly.
Nellie Donnelly's husband's song.
Song?
Uh-huh. She called him Rabbit George.
Why? Was he a rabbit captain?
No, he just sang that song. That was his song. I guess they, like white men, make up songs and things like that, so that was his song.
But I just was wondering why they called him Rabbit George.
I don't know. Why did they call him Rabbit George? How come they call him Kamuzoz?
Who's going to
name
him?
It's just his name.
Why you not name him?
Yeah, George.
She was your aunt, huh?
They have a special one for the eyes and a special one. Well, maybe his was a flower plant. I don't know, maybe crushed flower. Maybe the seeds were used in a special way or something in this order.
He was doctoring people with flowers. He wasn't doctoring the flowers.
No, not the flowers. It's a medicine.
He's using the flowers.
Like some people have the deer horn. You said, somebody has the birds, but all it is... part of the animal that they use, like the deer hoofs, may be used for a certain thing.
Yeah.
But that was his medicine, was the deer hoofs. That was what he used to make the people well. That was his one special, thing that he did. And that's probably way with the flowers. Probably he used the crushed seeds or the leaves or some parts of the flowers to heal people with. I don't know. That's what
he was a Shoshone.
And he was a Shoshone man.
He was married to her
aunt
Nellie
Donnelly.
Donnelly.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna break. That's why when we went to the, Amarks, when we got up there, she forgot what she was supposed to sing. And here she's practicing all week for that one special deal that Miss Hensley asked us, And I thought, oh, good. Well, when we got there, and here's the audience and everything, and she forgot what to sing.
I would have too.
Oh, there was quite a few people. I didn't realize how many people was there until I got up to speak, and then I thought, oh, God, what am I going to say? Oh, gosh. It scared me. That was the first time I ever did anything like that. I mean, I've never been scared to talk in front of people, or anything, but
That really scared me when I got up to see all these people facing me.
Well,
it sure scared me.
Well, you were so good. And, of course, the people even loved when she forgot because they just...
Well, I told the people, too. I said, oh, she forgot what to sing. Then I announced, oh, she will sing the rabbit dance song. And it was entirely something else.
Does she know any more ghost dance song?
No, that's the only one that they sang.
Would you mind if I played that for Andy Vidovich?
He might. Yeah, he might know that song.
Is it all right if I play that one for him? Just let him hear it?
Yeah.
He'd rather not. I think he'd really like it.
He lives in Sheriff's, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I've heard of him, but I don't know him.
Oh, you don't know him?
No.
Oh, he's awful. His wife died.
Passed away.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you started to tell, and I think that she started to sing, but you started to tell about that, what the words of that meant, and when she... When her mother heard it.
Grandmother.
Her grandmother.
Her grandmother, not her
sis.
Mother. Her grandmother, sis, at that time when he had the, built a big round corral like this, and it had one opening, my grandmother. Well, my grandmother told me this, and that she said they sat all around the edge while the one man was singing. I presume it was Jack Wilson singing at the head of the opening. He was singing this song, and all the other Indians sang with him while he was singing the song. And the song is ghosts come back, you know, through your, the Mubua means your spirit, come back down again through that trail and come back down here through this opening and come down here and see us. See, that was what he wanted to do, was to bring the spirits back from the dead.
Yeah.
So they can come and talk with the people. I mean, their own relatives. So her grandmother at the time was sitting in one of the, oh, I don't know where she was sitting, but around in this cage, a big corral built with the one opening here. She sat somewhere, and she wondered, well, what am I going to say to my mother while the song was going on? She just thought and thought, you know, what she would say when they start to come through that gate. Because everybody said, well, he's going to bring them back. And they believed him. And so she sat there and she wondered, well, what am I going to say? Well, what shall I say to him? What will I do, you know? And so while she was sitting there, I think she told us before, that she said her nose, there was a thump to her nose like this, she called it Indian, I forgot what she said, but it's a hollow sound to the nose. That tells you that you're not going to see anything like that. Nothing's going to come. And that was true.
I see.
She sat there, and so her nose told her that nobody was coming. No matter how long they sang, how many days and nights they sat there and sang, she knew that nothing like this was ever going to happen. So nothing never came of it. I guess they maybe went on to their own homes after they sang there for.
This took place right here.
Right here in
Lovelock.
Lovelock. Uh-huh. Because he went, they said, I read in a book, you know, where he went all over,
mm-hmm.
Jack Wilson did.
Mm-hmm.
But then my mom said, well, most of the people lived here in this
mm-hmm.
big valley, Lovelock,
yeah.
right here. Thousands of Indians. But these people all moved away and went to Pyramid Lake.
Mm-hmm.
She said, they're all Lovelock Indians there, she's always saying, you know.
Yeah.
And I believe so. But she tell that. So her grandmother lived at the time Jack Wilson had this ghost dance going around. So she saw part of that, but she learned the song, and that's that song that she learned. It really is interesting when you listen to all that. Then when you read the book, you know, and you think, gee, just think my great-grandmother or something was there at the time.
And witnessed it.
Mm-hmm. Was there.
Yeah.
She got shot to me. When I don't know who killed him.
He's a blue-eyed white man.
He's the one to sing this song. He's a good play hand game. He's a really white boy.
Blue-eyed white man.
You know how to sing.
Probably people in shares know him real well.
Yeah.
I forgot his name. I know him, but
last time he got killed down there, they said. I don't know. Somebody shot him.
Game or wherever there's a good time, he's right there, and he's always singing. He's a blue white man. Do you? I've never seen him. And that's his song. She has the ones that she thinks they belong to. And everybody said, well, that was his song. See, he was somewhere up toward Bishop, divining Bishop's like. Well, he probably learned those from the Bishop Indians. That's probably their song.
His name was Harry.
Are you?
That man's name, that blue-eyed man's name was Harry what?
I don't know what his name.
No, everybody knew
him. I don't know what his name.
Man. He had a good voice. I heard him.
I don't know his name. I just see him, you know, he play hand game.
And everybody talked about
yeah,
him.
Yeah, every
really
missing day he plays hand game there all the time.
Come over my house and she's in a better mood. Then the songs just come and someday she gets that drum and she just sings and my cousins and aunts, they all come. We have a grand time sometimes just singing.
Thank you.
Anna hovia. Mutta tässä kun mien. Usko tässä kun mien, kun se vanhin mien on jo sukkoro.
That's just another social. Are there any
people who can actually squish him away and I mean, one night there in some way?
There's a song that she always sings about a man going scouting for pine nuts, the man on his horse. Sing the pine nut song!
Huh?
Sing the pine nut song! The man who's going, look at the pine nuts.
Going to see the pine nut. See if it's all right.
It's just over and over.
That's what it says.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
A gray horse.
Gray horse. Easy is gray. Kuma is a man. Could be husband or man.
Yeah.
Kumat is just the word. Kaiba is mountains. Well, just like telling you, the man riding on a gray horse going to the mountains to see the pine nuts.
He's a scout.
Whether there'll be a lot this year, or where they're at, and you know
where to go.
Yeah, where to go, and he comes back to tell his people.
And does he bring back with him a branch of the tree that shows the pine nuts?
Well, I suppose he does. Yeah.
And
then if it's not ready, they go see it while it's still, they're tiny. That's when they put them in the shade of
the moist
water.
Place.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Keep them wet, keep all the pine nuts damp and keep them drying.
Now we should have said a twig with the cones on it and not a branch with the cones on it. Because you don't break off the branches.
No.
Okay, well, we corrected that then.
Circle
down.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, ha ha.
Up and down, down.
Yeah, you know what? Up and down, up and down.
They go back and forth on one lady or two ladies, you know, they go back and forth. Do they ever sing songs to their babies?
Do they ever sing song to the babies? What do they sing to the babies when they sing?
Huh?
What do they sing to the babies when they put them to sleep, she want to know? What kind of songs do they sing? You know, to put the baby to sleep. Do the Indians have that kind of song?
Oh, yeah.
Bertie, did you ever sing to her to put her to sleep?
No.
You didn't
what?
Go, yeah, I do that.
I do that. I got the basket, pretty basket for her, though.
And you, yeah. And you go,
did you ever sing, she said to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, she sleep.
Well, did you ever sing? Sing, she said.
No.
Baby nothing. Song. No.
No, I don't
there's
sing.
No song.
Me.
She just rocked me real hard and
I
threw
just
me down.
Said,
Ish, 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 that's all that's I all say.
That's
I say, go to sleep. I say, ish, ish, ish. That's all I sing.
And then sure on the bed, she fell asleep.
Am tu la mirahan kan ku pure na moya bisa bisa ni ku tu tu ya ni tu ta tu na mana riha kan ta ku dia
then the baby would cry and cry and cry for you to sleep. My aunt was real impatient with her kids. She didn't believe in me.
Ai was pero was na ganya wala kan ni ku na ganya tu sumai pa do hobiana ru ismai pa na kan ismai. Tagitich na ne kwewo na robono omogo one spring hobia suno learning ship gaño su mai hayu paga ra no suno su mai ku ana hira na es
the song in case she decides to start singing something.
Yeah.
What we'll do is later on we'll take the other recorder and then we'll you and I'll make up a tape of cutting out all the things that don't make any difference.
Yeah.
Just keeping those little goodies. Mm-hmm.
Do we hold in another point when you come a whole show? He never made it come, come, move your way up, Nanaku, Manan, yes, yard, we hold in another point. Come, move, yes, and the honey, no, so, try and yes, yes, yeah, only could do, yeah, one nothing. We say you be hoop before, Nagan, yeah, Nagan, 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 me about the way you wait, and we hold in another point, and a nut doesn't another point. I got to write to some man, I'm not to him, I'm not to him, I'm not to him.
Just only ham bone always want to sing. Just only ham bone always want to sing. Bia will be back tomorrow.
That's for some pina quadrum. I never did forget that song. You saw Nicky
Ask her if she knows what this is. This is
going to
interrupt it.
It was onion. Wild onion.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Badusi.
No. Badusi is different.
Only papa. Papa money for bohi.
She said
onion. That's wild onion. Renato. He me.
I don't know. Wild onion, you said?
I thought I was super.
This is that poison one. This is the poison onion. Remember, you said?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hakinupu.
Hakinupu, yeah.
Oh.
Hakinupu.
This is that poison. You got to eat that one and you're going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a poison.
Say that word again. Hakinupu. How you say it?
Hakinupu.
Hakinupu.
Hakinupu. Hakinupu.
This is poison.
That's how they call it. Hakinupu me.
That's why a lot of them white men that went out on that one thing, they ate the wrong thing.
That's yeah, over so there where the shade is, so they won't bother you to fly.
On their desert, when they put them out in the desert.
Uh-huh. How can you put me on
it? They thought it
I don't know who was that. She eat that and she die quick.
Went out on a,
really?
They take them out on
I don't
the,
know
these
who.
Desert
survival.
Yes, yeah, so man
makes
it.
So, he got to catch me when he asked me, yeah, he me when he was like, yeah, he was so what he want to find a house for money. To eat what he want to find.
Let me give her a
he, that I mean, not no,
oh,
no, no,
wait a minute. Me. Oh, she's, she can give you,
huh?
This is 7-Up.
7-Up.
Sing?
No, here.
Oh,
maybe you
yeah.
can shut the recorder off.
We
better put this down. Let's put this down where she won't spill it.
You can send
that, shut that recorder off. I don't
know. There is the TV one.